It's 2-0. As a rocket, smoked into the corner, and that ball is gone!
The Red Sox's J.D. Martinez last night in Toronto, crushing a 3-run home run off the left field foul pole. The Sox beating the Blue Jays 10-5. Hardly news, because Boston has 81 wins this season, by far the best record in baseball. Can I say that again, Mike Pesca? The best record in baseball. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. How good are the Red Sox?
Well, if they lose every single game in the rest of the season, they'll still be a 500 team, so that's impressive. They're so good that they actually have a shot at the record for the most wins in the history of baseball. It's an outside shot because, I mean, they're playing at such a tremendous pace, and last year the Dodgers looked good and they tailed off at the end. But if the season ended and they kept on this pace after 162 games, they will have over 110 wins. Most wins were the Seattle Mariners in 2001 with 116. You know what the big caveat with that 116 Mariners. Do you remember the Mariners hoisting that trophy? You do not. They did not win the World Series that year.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Well, are the Red Sox better than the teams that won the World Series in 2013, 7-04? Can we extrapolate?
Well, I would say some of those teams seemed magical. And a curse-busting team is a thing that will always be remembered. I think this is the best Red Sox team, especially offensively, that I have ever seen. And, the only problem is baseball. Baseball itself. Baseball is a funny game. And in a seven-game series, you have a couple of bad swings. And things don't always turn out for the great baseball team like they do the great basketball team. The great dominant basketball or football team almost always wins, you know. I don't have to tell you your undefeated Patriots were an exception, but in baseball, it's a lot different.
Okay.
Mike, I think what Robin is really trying to ask here is, are they, would you say incredible, amazing? How would you describe the Red Sox?
Which word would you choose? Right. And what
It's thesaurus night at the stadium. Right. The first 10,000 fans.
But what happened to the Yankees? What happened to the Yankees? I am from New York originally. What happened to the Yankees?
They came into town. They're a good team and they'll make the playoffs because these days all the good teams make the playoffs, but they came into town and they got crushed. They lost 3 out of 4. They're missing Aaron Judge, their best player. It's not an excuse. They have this amazing bullpen, but their starting pitchers aren't that good. And when there's a problem with the bullpen, the team's not going to win. I'll throw this out there. Their first year manager, Aaron Boone, a very good player. He seems to be getting outmanaged a lot.
Okay.
Mike, we have to ask you about LeBron James. I know we've been talking to you about him in recent weeks. He has been in the news a lot. He recently opened this new school for at-risk kids in Ohio. There's a petition going around now calling for him to replace Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. There's been this feud between Trump and James. But tell us more about what's going on here.
I guess Donald Trump decided to draw some battle lines because perhaps, I don't know. Let's not ascribe it to anything other than a fit of pique. But in an interview with Don Lemon, LeBron James said something mildly critical but also accurate about the president being divisive on matters of race. And LeBron James was ruining that because, you know, he said that race and sports have been the thing that united me. Sports united me and first introduced me to white people. And here Donald Trump is being divisive about sports, which I think, again, is a non-controversial statement. So Donald Trump weighed in and called him and Don Lemon, you know, questioned their intelligence, which has a sordid history of its own. But what I would say is after that, if Donald Trump really did want to draw battle lines, if maybe in the back of his mind he was like, oh, this worked for me with the anthem, it's not working for him at all. I'm not saying that his most fervid supporters will defect over this, but even the First Lady, unbidden, weighed in and said, I'm more with LeBron James. What he's doing is amazing. And since then, I think everyone who's looked at this has said, well, I shouldn't speak with too broad a brush, but everyone who's looked at this, even among them, the crazy sportscasters whose job it is to fault LeBron James, find no fault with LeBron James. Can't believe anyone would be criticized for funding this school, which is exactly what we need in America. And there's the Betsy DeVos comparison, you know, putting up his record. Sure, it's perhaps a microcosm of the entire national education system against DeVos, the one school that LeBron seems to have funded, seems to be going pretty well.
Okay, just a few seconds that we have here. I just have to mention, because I'm going to hear from all our dear listeners in Houston. The Houston Astros are dominating the American League West again this year. We were talking about baseball. They have 73 wins. They won the World Series last year. So I just want to have said, of course we know. Houston has a team as well. Okay.
Houston exists. Cleveland exists. These are other teams that exist.
These places exist. Mike Pesca here, now is a sports analyst. He's also editor of the book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.